Hi, this is Pinchas Gross speaking. A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. We're holding before a special Shabbos, a unique Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Taf Lamed, Shabbos Lifnei HaPesach, Karin Eisa Shabbos HaGadol. It's called Shabbos HaGadol, and the Ramah brings down that there's a minig. Many people have a minig to say the Haggadah tomorrow after Mincha. The reason for this minig, the Grah explains, is that Shabbos HaGadol was the Tchilas HaGaula, was the beginning of the Gaula, when we took the Karban Pesach and we tied it to our beds. We were not afraid of the Mitzrim. That was the Tchilas HaGaula. Question is, why is that Tchilas HaGaula? Hashem didn't really start the Nisim yet, the Gaula didn't happen. In what sense is taking this Behema and tying it to our bed the Tchilas HaGaula, the beginning of the Gaula? And the Svarim explain that in order for a Gaula to take place, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us, it requires an act of emunah mitzad klal yisrael. We have to show that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they took that Karban Pesach, they took the God of the Mitzvah and they tied it to their bed and they were not afraid of the Mitzvah, that showed emunah, showed they believed. And once they showed emunah, once they were maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the geula flowed, mimele, came naturally because emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about a geula. And I think in our matzav as well, we need a geula, we need a Yeshua. What we need to do is have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to rise beyond what's happening in the world and not just focus on all the news and everything else that's going on, but focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be maimon in Him and believe in Him and know that He could take us out of this carifine in 1 second. And once we have that emunah, once we have a strong emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is Hashem, He'll redeem us today just like He redeemed us back then in Mitzrayim. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that Shabbos, the Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. It's Siman Taf Lamed, and it's a whole seif and a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. Now it's one line long. It doesn't really say anything besides the fact that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's a little bit strange. Why did it deserve its own siman? Why couldn't the Shulchan Aruch put it together with Siman Taf Chaf Tes, the earlier siman? Just add that on. Why does it get its own siman? And all it says is that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. And I once thought that perhaps the Shulchan Aruch is being miramis something over here. As I mentioned from the Gra, this was the Tchilas HaGaula. This was the beginning of the Gaula, the beginning of the Gaulas Mitzrayim. The Gaulas Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, happened B'shnas Shloshim Shana V'arba Shana, happened after 430 years, counting from the birth of Yitzchak. And perhaps that's the remez over here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is written Baruch HaKodesh, that the Siman of Shabbos HaGadol, Tchilas HaGaula, is in Siman Taf Lamed, that is Gematria 430, to be miramis that this Shabbos is really the beginning of the Geula. What is the nafkamina lahalacha? What is the practical halacha in calling it Shabbos HaGadol? It's not so clear, but it's brought down the Rabbi Yashiv. He had a minig when he would eat on the Shabbos. When he took a piece of kugel, he would say, L'chavad Shabbos HaGadol, I'm eating it in honor of Shabbos HaGadol. There's a special halacha this Shabbos to honor the Shabbos, to recognize that it's not just a regular Shabbos, it's a Shabbos HaGadol, it's a great Shabbos. Let's make the Shabbos into a great Shabbos, a special Shabbos. The Taka Shabbos HaGadol should be full of Simchas HaChaim, full of Lebedekite with us and with our Mishpachas, with Aliyah and Ruchnias, and a tremendous Simcha. And that's Chus, Be'ez Hashem, the Gula will come, Bekarev, a good Shabbos to everyone.